This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
Four now ex-Minneapolis cops charged in George Floyd's death due in court today. Derek Chauvin charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter for the Memorial Day death that sparked a national outcry. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The number three Republican in the House wants answers from the White House about reports that intelligence officials concluded Russia offered bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. House GOP conference chairwoman Liz Cheney saying on Twitter that if the reports are accurate, the Trump administration's officials need to answer questions about what they knew about the intelligence and how they responded. The Wyoming Republican saying, though, that she believes that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were, as they say, not briefed on those claims. The architect of the Washington Redskins Hogs offensive line has died. Joe Bugle was 80. He coached 32 seasons in the NFL, including work helping lead the Redskins to two Super Bowl titles, and he spent time with the Lions, Oilers, Oakland Raiders, Chargers, and the Cardinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Live. You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Of course not. You know, we have this is the culmination of so many missed roads and wrong turns along the way. But I believe it's all coming to a head for a particular reason, and that is America's getting fed up with dealing with the same old, right? I mean, we keep going around in circles here, and this is what this is all coming out. And, of course, there's plenty of ideas and you know, human interest and all this. In fact, I got my copy of John Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, and we're going to be talking with John Bolton this week. Excited for that opportunity. And, of course, is he starting to become the most hated man on the Beltway right now? I mean, he's not satisfying anybody. He clearly is his own man. And I don't think he wrote the book necessarily to satisfy as much as to, you know, one man's perspective and to enter it into the discourse here. And, of course, Democrats, Jerry Nadler, beside themselves, heads are exploding because, where is he, you know, during the impeachment? And, you know, and I think that John Bolton was right, was the impeachment malpractice that was executed by the Democrats is quite astounding, you know, to think that, you know, on the surface, you got some really smart people here. I mean, you got attorneys, you got people with lots of experience, people who've been elected to office. And the way they handled this whole impeachment deal, I mean, fine, look at it. It's an exercise. It's a right that Congress has, and they can exercise that right. But it was devoid of any kind of, you know, intellectual acumen here, if I might say, in terms of the long term. I think initially they went into this cautiously. Even Nancy Pelosi says, hey, look, you don't want to go there. But they couldn't help themselves. You know, the left has just overpowered any kind of sense of reason. And what we found happening is the same thing that Jordan Peterson had said to us and written his book in 12 Rules. And we've heard it, you know, from other, you know, philosophers over the years who have said the same thing. And this is the problem with becoming ideologically fixed, is you render yourself stupid, in a sense. My short version, okay, and to the point. Jordan Peterson, much more eloquent than that. But that's what it really comes down to, is you become so ideologically fixed that you're really of no value, because there is no exchange of information. And the way humanity is designed is that we have to be able to communicate with one another. We cannot bunker down. If we bunker down, then the only thing we have is missiles to lob. And this is what's been going on, And I mean, look at our communities right now. Look what's happening to us culturally. The culture war that's taking place is because everybody's bunkered down. And, you know, you got the cancel culture running amok. We've got, you know, garage rope hangings looking like nooses. And maybe I shouldn't even say hangings. Maybe that's a bad problem. I mean, because the sensitivity is such that anybody gets triggered by so little. But, oh, yeah, meanwhile, we've got our hands full with this coronavirus, and it's not going away. In fact, over the weekend, the former CDC director, Tom Frieden, had this warning for us. Listen to this.
We're moving too fast. If you open when cases are still increasing, as many states did, it's like leaning into a left hook. You're going to get hit hard, and that's what's happening. When we see Arizona, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, they're currently in a rapid upswing, and sad to say, this is going to continue to get worse for weeks.
Former CDC director.
Well, this is, and it's more than that, more than weeks. I mean, because look what we've got. You know, we've got 4th of July weekend coming. And the inclination, particularly the young people, and of course, they're being pointed out as being primary contributors to this spike that we're going through right now, is the younger people came out of hibernation and said, you know, hell no, no more. We're going to go and run free. And, you know, and it is, we're starting to see the results of this. And so really wisdom needs to reign here and prudence needs to be the order of the day, for all demographics. And, you know, kids can't say, well, it's just me, you know, I'm, you know, I can overcome this thing. You know, the mortality rate of the younger generation is so minimal. That's not the point. We have to realize again, we are all in this boat together. You might be fine. You may be asymptomatic, but you don't know who you're going to contact. And this is where some of the, you know, the tracing comes into play here, because you don't know who you're going to contact, who you're going to come in contact with. Maybe they have an older parent. They have somebody vulnerable within their orbit that, because of your own independence and desire to think of yourself primarily, We don't realize, and we don't necessarily see what, you know, what takes place and how our irresponsibility can have an effect on others. I mean, Dr. Birx related her personal story about what happened with her mother and her grandmother. I mean, and she was innocent. I mean, she's going to school. She's going to school, and she brings it back and infects her mother, and her mother dies of the, you know, the flu of 1917. It's just tragic. And can you imagine what Dr. Birx's mother had to live with and thinking, oh, I'm the one. I mean, my goodness, what a burden to have. And I think as reckless as anybody could be and may want to be and independent and maybe ornery, is you still have that moment where you have to reconcile some responsibility. So the warning ahead of time is you don't want that burden. You don't want to be carrying that burden with you all your life in knowing that your irresponsibility caused the life of someone, maybe not in your immediate family, but maybe in your friend's immediate family or somebody that you knew or somebody you worked with. See, we're all in this together. And so wearing masks, even though the president has been, you know, holding back, and I would say, and this is the thing, you know, it's always interesting, the party lines how this goes through. You know, the Democrats, you know, they're a little bit more used to being dictated to, even though they're not necessarily all wearing masks, but, you know, but in a general context, wear a mask, not wear a mask. Republicans, a little bit more ornerier, I guess, and because of freedom and, you know, it's my liberties. Yes, it's your liberties. But, you know, with all liberties comes responsibility. And for right now, even though there's some discussion and point counterpoint about masks, are they effective or not, what does it hurt? And as you know, Dr. Frieden and others have said, Dr. Fauci, you know, show some respect to your fellow American and to those that may be vulnerable. Wear the mask. It's not a problem. You know, especially if you're in areas and, you know, for us, you know, for here, you know, for us in Florida, I mean, I go to mass, we wear a mask. Okay? And we do that for the other congregants. And we're also social distancing and, you know, every other pew not even fully occupied right now, because some people are saying, look, we're going to take advantage of watching Mass or going to church online. That's working out okay right now until it is safe. There's a lot at risk here. I mean, we have plans. Again, our plans have been altered. We have plans to go see our daughter and grandchildren in Hawaii. These are plans right now, ladies and gentlemen. But, man, I'm telling you, they're making sure before you even step foot on the island that you've been COVID tested and that you're at least 72 hours within your last test that says that you are negative before you can come into Hawaii and self-quarantine for a couple of weeks. I mean, these are some of the rules and regulations, but we do this out of respect for one another. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Good Monday to you. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. And, you know, statues, monuments, what's your feel? You know, what do you feel about what is happening to our history? Well, I'll tell you, you know, everything we've read, at least I read when I was growing up in history, one of the things that always talked about was how these forces would come in. I mean, we saw it recently in Iraq, what happened with the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, and all the statues started coming down. People wanting to get rid of their history and bring it all down. I mean, that's the reaction, their guttural response. And right now, it seems that you know, there's a number of people here in the country that want to eradicate our history. But you have to understand, we do this at a cost. I keep going back. When we're making choices in the height of emotions, we're going to end up regretting this. Regardless of what history has taught us, we're ignoring this. We're ignoring the lessons of history only to live them out once again. And the inevitable aspect of living it out once again is that it's more expensive than the first time around. It's like that old commercial, you know, Pennzoil commercial, remember? You can pay me now or pay me later. The inference was, you know, if you pay now, there's a certain amount of fee that you pay. But if you pay later, it's always more complicated and always more expensive. And here's where we are right now. Well, Devin Nunes, over the weekend, had this to say about the Democrats wanting to erase history because they have a history of racism. So you can understand why they want to eradicate it. Listen to what he had to say.
I find it rather ironic that the Democrats are now destroying their own history. If you look at just yesterday, Woodrow Wilson, the father of the progressive movement and the father of really kind of the modern day Democratic Party and the socialist movement, you know, his name is now being erased from history. Why? Because he was a racist. You have the trying to tear down and take out portraits in the U.S. Capitol. The Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, took out the portraits. What she's not saying is I think three of those portraits were actually Democratic speakers. So I understand why the Democrats want to erase history, because they have a very racist history. They were the ones who opposed getting rid of slavery. They opposed the civil rights movement. So they want to label Republicans with saying they're racist, because in fact they're relying on these identity politics to win elections.
See, Maria Barreto Romo trying to get a word in edgewise. This is part of the challenge of, you know, the modern communication system. When you have to Skype or Zoom in an interview, sometimes it's hard for the other person to hear that you, you know, you've got a question, another question to come up with. But you get the point here. And, you know, and the thing that's freaking out the Democrats is that, particularly as it relates to racism and Black America, is more and more Blacks are figuring this out. You know, whether it's hip-hop rockers, you know, rappers, I should say, you know, they're coming out, speaking out against this. People that heretofore wouldn't say anything, people of color, are going, wait a minute, you know, it's the Democrats who have done this. So they're, you know, more and more are figuring this out. And I would say on all levels, because the ideal of our Constitution, and admittedly, I mean, come on, you know, nobody is saying we're living out the ideal, but we keep working toward it. I mean, the reason that we're having all this fussing and everything going on is that it's real, because we know that there's something better ahead, and that's what we're striving for. That is our target. And, you know, but you have to, you know, listen to the other person and hear what it is that they're trying to tell us. Is it legitimate? I mean, is it something that at the end of the day we're hoping to reform and take what we have and make it better? Or as the leader of Black Lives Matter out of Greater New York, Hawk Newsom, who said, look at, you know, you got to figure this out. I mean, we're just going to burn this thing down. Really? I mean, listen to what he had to say from his own words, and you tell me. Go ahead. Do we have this one ready, Brian? This is Black Lives Matter, Newsom. Hawk Newsom, the first one there, it's a matter of inevitability.
President Trump tweeted his reaction to your statement. This is treason, sedition, insurrection. Question, sir, what do you accomplish with rhetoric like that? How do you think that helps?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand how the streets or the people feel. I have an in-depth knowledge of this. I live in the Bronx. I live amongst the people. So it's not like I'm sitting here pushing a button, or anyone can push that button. But if people keep seeing these images of their babies, of their relatives, of black people being killed, they keep dealing with financial inequality and inequity, and it reaches a point of frustration, then people lash out. This is a matter of inevitability that people will lash out because they're feeling like they're backed into a corner.
You know, this is what happens when people are backed into a corner. Of course, this was the interview with Mike Wallace on Sunday with Hawk Newsom, Black Lives Matter of Greater New York. And Hawk, of course, raised a lot of concern when he made the statement with Marsha McCallum about a week and a half ago, saying that, we're going to burn it down. We're going to burn everything down. And this is why Trump tweeted and saying, look at this absolute treason. This is irresponsible. You know, to make these kind of statements, it's much the same thing. You know, we have freedom of speech, and they always use that classic example that it begins and ends with responsibility. You cannot be in a movie theater and yell fire when a fire hasn't existed, only just to watch people, you know, go running for the exits and hurting themselves because of this false alarm that you have created here. I'm not saying that what Hawk Newsom is saying is necessarily a false alarm. I think it's a good observation, wrong conclusion. In terms of, as he says, he's on the street. He understands. And I'm saying, you know, we need to listen to that part. But his solution is such, it's not much of a solution because all he's doing is observing that people are frustrated. And he is reselling this false narrative, like, you know, black people being killed. Well, we know the numbers, and we know who's killing more black people. It's black people, just like it is, you know, the whole start of slavery. It wasn't white people, and Tim Kaine, you know, for the former vice presidential candidate, you know, he made that ridiculous statement that slavery was created by white people. What history are you reading? You know, this isn't it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you buy into, and next thing you know, you're with a bunch of other politicians there on Capitol Hill wearing the kente cloth and thinking that you're honoring subjected blacks when the kente cloth actually represented the hierarchy of black people who actually bought and sold slaves because they were on the winning side. These were the affluent blacks that were doing this. And so you wear this. You see, there's so much irony happening here. But devoid of history, then you catch yourself in the middle of this less than intelligent expression because you don't have all the facts. And this is what's going on with all this emotion. Ah, let's burn it down. You know, let's tear down monuments. And look what's happening. The very people who have championed your cause, you're tearing it down. In the country, the very people that you know, that were subjected to 600,000 people dying for the freedom of black America. This has been a battle. And I got to tell you, for everybody here, the general consensus in heart of most Americans is that we all have to be free. That there is that higher ideal, that U.S. Constitution, which, hey, the 4th of July is coming. I'd say that's a good time to revisit. And as you gather together, socially distance, even wearing masks where it's appropriate, maybe you have a moment to read the U.S. Constitution to remind yourself just how great our founding fathers were, just how great this country is, and why, even to this day, in the midst of all the insanity and frustration we're going through right now, there are millions of people that would give anything to be participants in this great American experiment. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got Bishop Aubrey Shines to continue the conversation. He'll be up next at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now
now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
Four now ex-Minneapolis cops charged in George Floyd's death due in court today. Derek Chauvin charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter for the Memorial Day death that sparked a national outcry. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour, my good friend Bishop Aubrey Shines is joining us in just a moment to discuss America's racial impasse that is not going away. And I think that's good news in a sense that maybe we've gotten to this, you know, this critical point that we're actually going to do something about it. And what is critical in all this is that we have to listen. We have to listen to each other as much as we must listen, you know, to the different elements of Black Lives Matter. I'm not talking about the anarchists. I'm talking about the people who are trying to express what is in their heart. And what I see here, Bishop, is that this is a God-sized problem that only God can handle. You know, humanity does not have the capacity. I mean, clearly, that's why we've been dealing with this for, what, 100 years now? 100 plus years that we keep dealing with? Well, actually, it's probably been a problem that humanity has been dealing with since it recorded history, right?
Yeah, it's true, Bill. And it's not just in our own neck of the woods. When I say that, I'm speaking globally, of course. There's always going to be strife among people. That's a common historical fact. However, when we're talking about Black Lives Matter, the movement, as I said yesterday, and again, Bill, I actually shepherd over a very large different ethnic makeup in our local assembly, plus around 22 plus different ethnic groups that are there. And I scream this literally from the pulpit, and that is, Black Lives Matter does not represent anything that is even redeemable as far as the organization goes in the United States of America. They are Marxists. They are proclaimed to be Marxists. This is obviously antithesis against the very things that we believe in here in America. And when I hear this notion that Black Lives Matter, I'm actually appalled, because Black Lives Matter are not the lives that matter in for all Blacks, only just certain segments of Blacks. And by the way, that notion is totally debunked. Now, do we have in America various problems? Of course we do. And 500 years from now, if America exists, it will still have certain problems. One, it doesn't make it systemic. Two, the approach that is being used, it only seems to come up about every 4 years around election time. And if we're going to, not you and I, but if America's really going to address this issue, they're going to have to intelligently, in a very civil way, diplomatically address the real issues. And that really is Black fathers that don't care, take care of their Black children. They're is the systemic problem, that if we're going to resolve this issue, we got to fix that problem.
There's no question that is huge. In fact, I was listening to another Black leader here recently. He said in the 60s when he grew up, fathers were around to the tune of around over 70%. 70% of the Black households had fathers around. Today, it's around 20%. You're exactly right. This is a huge issue. And what has promoted that fatherlessness, that I think is something that we can look at in terms of some systemic issue. But I agree that Black Lives Matter on its face, and this is a part of the challenge, because where I am on the east coast of Florida, you're dealing in Tampa on the west and Orlando in central Florida. I tell you, I see a lot of young white kids carrying Black Lives Matter sign, and I just shake my head. I go, you really don't quite understand. I mean, right now it happens to be in the west coast. When I was in California, we would always talk about it being the surf's up syndrome, you know, whatever, because everybody surfed there. So whatever was the excitement, the buzz, it was surf's up, and that's what's happening here. At least my observation in Florida with these young kids, they really don't understand, and they are blind to this anarchist movement, this Marxist movement, this movement that has one thing in mind, and that is the destruction of the American dream. If we destroy this, what do we have, right?
Well, we have not. Well, we have Venezuela. I can tell you what we have. I travel the globe, and I can tell you most individuals that think America's this repugnant idea, just please go outside of the border of the United States. I don't care where you go. You will come back to this country and you'll thank God for all of our hiccups. I speak, Bill, with white parents all the time. I sit on several boards. I have very open, civil, diplomatic dialogue. And what I'm finding is that their sons and daughters, they're being inundated with this garbage in college, in high school, even as far as grade school. And the honest conversations that I have, even with adults, 40, 50 years of age, that have these kids this age, that we do see protesting, it is because the kids are, for the most part, also regurgitating some of the various prejudices that they learned even in their white homes. I'm having white parents tell me these things. I mean, literally, not just from one segment, by the way, geographically of our country, this is all over. And the kids hate it, and therefore they have believed it, and now they're responding not just to a home life where they heard mom and dad perhaps use some sort of racial epithet to describe another particular group. Then they go to school with these kids that the moms and dads say, and the kids are saying, wait a minute, this is crazy. You're part of the problem. We're seeing really a breakdown of the moral fabric. And as a result, it's because moms and dads are no longer getting up taking their kids to a house of worship somewhere. I'll go even further. As a result of that, they have left the state to be their God, as it is in the black community. The black government, or the government, rather, that incentivizes black ladies to say, look, if you marry the father of the children that you're having, we're going to cut you off from any type of assistance. So the government has now taken the place of the dad, taken the place of the husband, and we wonder why we are in this condition. We have divorced ourselves from a moral arbiter that is no longer being recognized as it relates to the whole of our society. And as a result of it, we're seeing what comes out of statism, and that is anarchism. That is the real issue. And until we're intellectually honest in America about that, Bill will never resolve this issue. And it will only show its ugly head around election time. That's when you see these things begin to happen. I think we can do better than this.
Well, I know we can, and we are already doing better, as you cite. I mean, the systemic issue is clear, but I think that some people are opening their eyes up to and surprised as what is systemic. You know, just like you said, I mean, the welfare system, what we have done, we have generations of people involved in welfare, which on the surface, you know, you say, okay, you want to help people, you want to give people a hand up. And what it's done, it really has almost turned into a modern form of slavery, has it not?
Oh, of course it is. Bill, I just recently, as you know, I did an op-ed that the Washington Times and several other large media outlets, they picked up on systemic racism, and my headline was clear. Yes, there is systemic racism, and it's coming from a particular ideological bloc. It's called the DNC party. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear that because they go, well, wait, this is bigger than just a political party. Actually, it's not, because you have one party, and again, this is not my opinion, Bill. This is on their platform. Anybody that wants to see it, go out to their platform. They're anti-God, anti-family. They don't define marriage the way that traditionally it has always been. And if you look at just those statistical numbers, you'll find a breakdown of family. You'll find that God is now represented by the state. And as a result of it, we see this chaos. On the flip side, you see a party that its very inception said, hey, wait a minute, we believe that all people are created by God, and they have these particular type of rights. Well, there's the clash that's going on. So what we're viewing in the United States of America, and abroad, by the way, is this absence from God. As a result of it, you're going to continue to produce the offspring of when the state becomes married to the
exactly.
people, and is called anarchism.
Bishop, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Bishop Aubrey Shines after this. Stay with us.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with the skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're visiting with the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city, both of Tampa and Orlando, a former Trump team contributor who traveled dozens of states for the then-candidate, the Chicago native who began ministering in the Cook County Correctional System in Chicago, Illinois. All that to say, I guess to lay out his creds here so that you understand from which he's talking. Because the bishop understands, I mean, he is there every day, and not some recently risen spokesperson for Black Lives Matter like, you know, Hox Newsom, who represents the Black Lives Matter of Greater New York. And he was the one that caused a lot of anxiety and concern when he came on Martha McCallum on Fox last week, Bishop, saying that, if we don't get what we want, we're going to burn it all down. And I thought it's interesting because Chris Wallace yesterday played a clip from a TED Talk that he gave a couple of years ago. And his sense of unity and empathy and understanding, I thought, of the problem was more clear 2 years ago. But now, as you say, which is the case, sadly, is people are getting indoctrinated with the wrong information. And we need to be very careful about what you're consuming when it comes to information, because you can end up in a fit of emotion making a lot of wrong decisions, right?
Oh, not only that. These guys actually, and again, very familiar with the whole TED Talk piece, and I was against it then. I said, no, this is a ruse. I said, what these guys are doing is what all Marxists do. They kind of inculcate themselves within the framework of society. Once they get in, they divide the house. The house divided against itself, in the words of the Messiah, in the words that were echoed by Abraham Lincoln, could never stand. And that is their purpose. That is their objective. They're not interested in finding solutions, because statistically, the things that they are debating / arguing about, it has nothing at all to do with what is really going on in America. And I say this, and Bill, This was a very difficult thing when I said this, and even in the last few weeks, especially to my white congregants that I serve as bishop. I said, stop blaming or taking responsibility for something that you had no control over decades and centuries ago.
Right.
And I reminded them, blacks actually own slaves. Are they going to also tear down the monuments, oh, let's say, of Dr. Martin Luther King, who believed in traditional marriage, that was against abortion? Are they going to tear down Malcolm X, that believed that the, and I'm quoting Malcolm X here, that the liberal party, the white liberal party in America, is blacks' greatest threat? Are they going to tear down any depiction of their prophet, Muhammad, who believed in slave trade, by the way? You see, this is a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Its only purpose is to divide and destroy America. And I'm begging every one of your white listeners, for God's sake, please stop apologizing for something you had no power over. Please remind any black or any white person to put you on this fake guilt trip. It wasn't white people from the United States of America that went to Africa to get millions of slaves. It was blacks in Africa that were dominating other tribes in Africa, collaborating with Islamists that were then selling these black people that they had conquered to other Spaniards, to other Muslims, that created the slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Bill, in the world can't we have this conversation in America? That's history.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Not revisionist. Mm-hmm. And when we don't, Bill, we're going to continue to go around this conundrum of these alleged problems, but we won't address the issue. Bill, we can do better than this.
I agree, and I think we're close to where we are. I think people are, I say, close to the solution. Aubrey, I feel like, you know, in the Old Testament, when you read about the children of Israel, they kept going around in circles in Kadesh Barnea out in the desert. And the reason they did so is because they didn't learn the lesson, right? And I believe here we are in America, we're in our own Kadesh Barnea going around in circles until we learn our lesson, because thank God we serve a mighty God that says, look, at my children have been aggrieved long enough. It is time for a solution. But that solution is going to come because of the God-sized problem. In and of, there is too many people that this is such a big problem that they can't listen. And they need, as you said earlier, the answer. God has the answer. But if we're looking to the government, if we're looking to the Joe Bidens and the Nancy Pelosi's, or even the Donald Trump for that matter, heaven help us, that they do not have the answer.
No, they don't. I was called into an interview just a week ago to comment. And it was one of those viral moments for us where the New York Police Department, as well as Minneapolis, et cetera, they said, listen, let's defund the police and let's bring in the clergy. And the clergy will be able to, I said, wait, time out. Now you want to bring us in after you kick us out of our schools, saying that we can't pray, we can't on a football field kneel, by the way, voluntarily, but you want to send us in. Are you going to send us in unarmed? Are the government then going to begin to support us when we begin to talk about the ills that face society as far as the breakdown of the family? Are they going to then screen us and say, wait a minute, because you have a view that males biologically, scientifically are males, and females scientifically, biologically are females, are you going to then say that part of the clergy can't go in and resolve the problem? You see, it's an old adage. The chicken really has come home to roost.
It really has. Exactly.
And because they kicked us out, now they realize, wait a minute, we need what these guys probably have. And until America, and I'm going to say this, Bill, until Christian leaders do what the great Quakers did when they helped eliminate slavery by getting involved and electing senators and representatives that supported the Abraham Lincolns, until Christian leaders begin to let go of great men and women from their pulpits like Dr. King and others and say, the answer is found not just in our scripture, but it's lived out in our Constitution, we will continue to visit this subject every 4 years. It will not go away. But this is why, and I'm not plugging this, Bill, groups like ours, conservative clergy of color,
mm-hmm.
this is why we're making a difference, because we're forcing this conversation, and we are changing the narrative. We can do better than this.
Exactly. The answer, ultimately, is in the individual hearts of men. Until the heart is changed, I mean, even the clergy, with all the intent that it does, it serves as a guidepost, as a directional to where we need to go. It's like, you know, Jesus, when Jesus was here, everything pointed to the Father. And then the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit points everything, you know, to Jesus and the Trinity. And, you know, here we are. I mean, we have an opportunity to fall in line and really do something of significance here. Because in my heart, Bishop, I see people, they are crying out saying, look at enough of this. We cannot have, you know, police officers with a leg on somebody's neck, dehumanizing a fellow American, a fellow citizen of life like that. That is unacceptable. Yeah. You know, that cannot happen. I don't care if you're black, pink, white, yellow,
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know, and that united us. We're united on that thought. And as far as the systemic issues you talked about earlier, that's going to be a challenge because you have a lot of people who live comfortably within the system. And you tell them that it is systemic. Well, if we're going to really deal with this, we've got a lot of, I talk about the grief to happiness ratio. We're in a big bucket of grief here. And in order to get the happiness to move to that next level, we've got to let go of some of these old traditions and things that you're talking about.
Bill, you said something so profound, and I mean this is not flattery. You echoed the idea of the Father, everything pointing back to the Father. Can I remind your audience that there's an old, old, old prophet who said exactly what just came out of your mouth? He said, you'll see a curse in the land when the hearts of the fathers are no longer taking care of their sons. This is what you're seeing right now. When fathers are no longer taking care of their sons, according to the Judeo-Christian ethos, we see things like this in our nation. And until we address it, I go further, until pastors and that are living comfortably, I don't care how great they live, I'm not opposed to that, God bless them, but until they do something that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, he says, until those churches begin to change the culture in which they are living in, they are no more on a Sunday than just a environmental social gathering.
Mm.
That's it. They got to get involved. They got to change it. They got to speak truth to these issues and not just have messages that make people feel good. We must do what the revolutionaries did when this nation was being founded, and it was simple. They preached, but then they took on their bandits and they went out there and says, doggone it, this is going to be a country that is going to be excluded from a government running it. That
exactly.
was our Revolutionary War. This is what we're facing spiritually right now, and we are up for the challenge, and we're provoking every man and woman that will adhere to a very sound historical fact, and that is the way to win is to get involved in the process. Bill, we can do this.
Amen. Bishop, we've got less than a minute left. You know, you bring up an excellent point, and my question is, why then did Jesus establish the church?
To fight against the very powers. He said, and I'm just quoting him and his contemporaries, he said, and for this cause was I even born, that I can destroy the works of the enemy. I quoted him. I quoted his brother. I quoted those apostles. He said, this is the purpose of the church. We're to be the salt. We're to preserve what is good. We're to be the light.
Well, Bishop, God bless you. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Bishop Aubrey Shines, the founder of Glory to Glory Ministries, located in the inner city of both Tampa and Orlando, Florida. Thank you, Bishop. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Always enjoy being with you, Bill.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate